All right, joining us right now is one of the players in tonight's game, a player that's going to play for us.
No.
Right?
No.
Yes.
No?
You
yes.
are playing for
yes.
us?
Yes. I am going to be your pitcher and your catcher. So maybe if, you know, you feel that our girls are really ripping the pitcher that is also pitching for you, maybe I could be her relief.
Okay.
Or if you decide that your catchers cannot catch a fast pitch ball, which will probably happen, mm-hmm. then I can come in to be a relief catcher.
Awesome. You know, I used to be an outrageous fast pitch pitcher.
Outrageous?
Yes, I was good.
Wow.
I was damn good. I mean, rise it, drop it, left, right, slide it, sink it. I could do it all.
I would love
That's
to see
strange.
You try that
we
right
We don't really
now.
Have a slider or sinker.
I was a ground breaker.
Okay.
Good right, to know. What is your name, madam?
I'm Rue Richardson.
What?
Rue Richardson.
What's that short for?
LaRue, R-O-O.
Oh, really? LaRue.
Yeah. Yep, that's me.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
So you just go with R-O-O, Rue, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Colorado originally, but I played at UT Tyler.
Okay, how old are you?
25.
And so are you on some circuit now, like some softball circuit?
Actually, I am. I work for the Dallas Patriots in Plano, which is, they're known for their baseball. They're a baseball academy, but we just started softball out mm-hmm. there. So right now we're just doing lessons and camps and things like that. And we're looking at starting some teams.
Do you love this game?
I love this game.
How long have you been playing?
Forever.
Like,
I probably since I started out playing t-ball and then just worked my way up and just have been playing it ever since.
What's the most games you've ever played in one day?
Probably about 8.
8?
Yep.
Is that pretty common, something like that?
No, it was. I was playing in a tournament, and we came into the loser's bracket, and we just kept winning. It was back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back. So we ended up playing 8. We didn't get done until, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Because we got an email from some woman who's got a 13-year-old mm-hmm. who plays softball, and she was telling us a little bit about what they do and how it all works and
yes.
what we're up against tonight.
Yes.
What are we up against tonight, Rue?
I would say that you guys are up. I think what people don't understand is that a 65-mile-an-hour fastball is like hitting a 90-mile-an-hour baseball. So, and your reaction time is cut that much shorter because in baseball, you're pitching from 60 feet in baseball, which is the length of our bases. And in softball, we pitch at 43 feet. And if you have a tall girl who, say, she's 6 foot mm-hmm. and she has a huge stride, mm-hmm. she's that much closer to you when she's releasing the ball. So she cuts that 43 feet down into 39, 38, and that's yeah. where she's releasing the ball.
You want those shorter...
At 65 miles an hour.
Those shorter short striders, Cobra.
Okay, Rue, so... We have been training exhaustively for
I
this
bet.
Moment.
You guys didn't even come pick up the bats that I had for y'all.
What? We didn't
yeah,
know about that.
I had some bats for y'all. Nobody came and got them.
Are you serious? We had no idea.
There are a lot of things
Rue,
that have gone on around
Rue,
this
let
thing
me tell you
that we
something
don't know
right
about.
Now.
Tell me.
We
let
had
me
no idea about that, or else we would have gone out there and grabbed those bats.
Y'all could have came to the Patriots to Premier Baseball, and I would have given you some hitting lessons.
We didn't know. No one told
why
us
Why don't we
anything?
Know this?
Yeah. You know what? You see that guy right there that says Schmidt on the back? Well,
yeah.
his name is Cat.
Oh, yeah.
He's supposedly in charge of all this. He failed miserably. There was a line of communication broken early on.
Yeah, sounds like it. Y'all should have came out. I could have helped you out a little bit.
All right, so Danny and I and some of the other combatants, we trained vigorously in a machine, on a machine.
Oh, why didn't you guys come out to Premier? That's
we
crazy.
Didn't know about it.
We didn't know we had that
man.
Option. So we trained on a 50-mile-an-hour machine.
Yeah, you're not going to see 50-mile-an-hour today.
Oh, God.
You're going to see much faster than that.
So between, what, 55 and 62?
Boy, listen to how offhand
probably,
she is
yeah.
with all this.
Well, she knows.
Yeah, you're not
going to
see 50
it's
miles an
job.
Hour today.
I mean, you might see a change up at like 48.
That's what I'm going to sit on.
Yeah, change up.
I'm sitting
Woo!
On the change up, baby.
Let's hope y'all get some change ups.
Now, how did you get handed duty of playing with us? With team ticket.
Well, what
did you sign on for this? Or
yes.
Do you know what the ticket is?
Yes, I do. I do know what the ticket is. I got
Who
signed
am I?
On.
You, Who am I?
You're the one in charge.
That's right. She told him that he told her that
right?
in the break, and she remembered.
No, I'm not.
No,
he is.
He's the one making dirty jokes during the break.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
are you okay,
right?
by the way?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Is that cool?
I made it through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dropped
but anyway,
a wiener joke.
The reason that I'm here is because I work with the Dallas Patriots.
Right.
And And Wayne Pogue, he works here at the Air Hogs. He knows the guy who works at Premier Baseball, who put me in charge of putting together a softball team.
Okay.
So my whole thing, the whole thing that I am doing this is I'm the one who put the softball team together.
Okay.
You put the girls together.
I put the
girls together.
Do you
know all the girls?
Yes, I do.
Personally, you do?
Yes, I do.
And these
are all... You played with them? You played against them?
Right. Most of them?
All of it?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, are they all over 21?
Yes, for the most part. I'm pretty sure they all are, yes.
Do they like beer?
I'm not too sure.
I'm offering because
this is not...
there is a bonding party afterwards, mm-hmm. in which all of us players,
right.
and athletes together,
yes.
we
bond.
We bury the hatchet, we hug it out, and we drink.
You know, when I went and played ball in Europe, they actually do that. The first, we played at the European Cup at the end, like before the cup starts, they have like this party before it starts, and then at the end they have like a player party at the end.
Well, I'm very European.
So that you can all, you know, be in courts with all and everybody, and everybody likes to get along and everything like that.
Were you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm down. That's cool. Let's get it, yeah.
You got cleats on those shoes?
No, these are called turfs. This is what people, they wear these if you're practicing maybe on AstroTurf or your trainers. They're also called trainers. Then, you know, when it's time for game time, you put on the metal spikes and get down with the get down.
Now, if you don't pitch for us tonight, who does?
Her name is Stacy Shepherd. She pitched at UT Tyler. She just got done. She went to the College World Series this year for Division III.
Oh.
Excellent. And she pitched them all the way there. She's real deal.
Excellent. Okay.
She's got a dirty little off speed, I tell you what. But I don't know if your catcher's going to be able to catch it, but she's got it.
What are the odds that we get no hit or perfect game tonight by their pitcher?
Like that you guys aren't going to get a hit?
We're not going to get a hit.
That's a pretty strong.
It is like 70%?
Yeah. I mean, depending on if she's really going to bring her A game or not. Her name is Amy Bradford. She pitched at the University of Texas.
University of Texas?
She actually played with Kat Osterman. So.
Holy.
Good God. I didn't know there was going to be a damn D1 girl on the team. They told us this was all just scrap heap D3 chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is Kat Osterman kind of the Barry Bonds of girls softball?
What does that even mean?
Because Barry Bonds is a hitter and Kat Osterman is a pitcher, so no.
And I hear that Barry Bonds is a douchebag. And Kat's supposedly all right. Girl, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean...
She's pretty hot, isn't she?
Oh, listen to that.
Hey, you
listen
know,
to him now.
What?
See?
Objectifying women.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah. Why? I'm sorry.
You know who the real deal... You guys know who Crystal Bustos is? She would be the Barry Bonds of softball.
Really? A lot of roids?
No roids. Just she can drop bombs.
What about Jenny Finch? Where's she in all this?
He can drop bombs, too.
Yeah. Try being locked in a studio with him every day for 4 hours.
Oh, I bet that's horrible. I can already tell.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know what you look like. Do people know what you look like?
Oh, yeah, they know.
Okay, yeah.
They know.
No, they don't. Describe him.
He kind of, right now, he looks like the Joker.
The Joker?
Yes.
Like from The Dark Knight?
Yes.
I'll take that.
No. Not from The Dark Knight. Like Robert De Niro Joker. Right? Isn't that the guy that played it? Who's
De Niro?
No. The guy, you know,
it was
the
Nicholson.
Weird one. Nicholson.
Yeah.
Nicholson.
Okay.
That's what he looked like.
I'll take that.
All right. It's fair enough.
His smile. It's a Joker smile.
All right. So we're a little concerned. Well, we're concerned about many of things, mm-hmm. Rue. But our fielding, we have held, let me count the practices. Hang on. 1, 2, 3.
Zero.
Zero. Zero fielding practices. Our infield is going to be taken today before the game. That's going to be
nice.
Our warm-up.
I brought balls for y'all.
Okay, good. I was going to ask. Yeah.
I'm helping y'all out.
You're
right
totally
now.
Hooking us up.
Yep.
Do girls hit it hard?
Yes. We do. We definitely do. But you know what's going to be to your advantage is that you have a grass infield here, so that's going to take a little bit off of it.
Good.
In softball, you actually play on an all-dirt infield. There's no such thing as a grass infield, so you having a grass infield here, since we kind of have a makeshift field here at QT Park, that's going to take a little bit of the heat off of our hits.
I have to say, Rue is a very good ambassador for the sport in general.
I am.
And a natural on the radio.
Is there a 10-run rule in this thing?
I mean, if you want there to be, we could.
Yeah, per inning?
Yeah,
you know,
per inning.
The rule that is stated is that you have to play, in college for softball, we play 7 innings. We don't play 9 innings, we play 7 innings. So what the rule is that you have to play 5 innings. So it's 10 after 5, and then after that, it would be 8 runs after that.
Will, at any time in this game, we have more outs, we have gotten more outs than we've given up runs?
I want to go to bed.
I don't really know what's going to happen in this game, but I really hope that you guys are optimistic.
Honey.
About it.
Right here.
Yeah.
Mr. Optimism.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because these girls are very competitive. I don't know if you think that these girls are just going to be sissy la-las and back down, but the more trash...
That's what he thinks.
The more trash that you all talk, the more competitive they're going to be. So...
Well, you have to join us with trash talking then if you're going to be on our squadron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Of okay. Assassins.
Well, seeing as how I'm not really hitting or pitching or catching right now, I'm kind of neutral.
You're going to do something.
But when it comes
neutral.
Down to
are
it,
you,
then I'll...
What are you going to... Are you going to pitch or are you going to catch or would... You got to help us.
Well, see, what the thing is Stacy Shepard's going to be pitching for y'all. And you guys are going to have a catcher. One of your guys
Saroy.
Is catching.
Yeah, that's
going to last like one batter.
Well, he's over there. Saroy's over there.
So then on top, then you guys
Put
are going to have that.
Progeria cream on his
and
head.
And if he can't, you know, whatever, and you guys need a catcher, then I'll come in and catch.
Okay, that could happen very soon.
Yes.
Like
yes.
In real softball, what do you play?
In
like
softball,
if you were on a real team in a real game
I've played,
that you were trying to win, what would you play?
That I was trying to win?
Yeah.
DH. I swing it. That's what I do.
You do?
You're a hitter?
Yes.
All right, so in the bottom, how many innings is this game? Seven? Six?
It's actually an hour and 15. I doubt we'll make it to seven innings.
1:15 time limit?
Yes.
Okay. That's not typical. How long are y'all's games typically? 2 hours?
They usually take about 2 hours, yeah. 2 hours.
Okay. We're going longer than an hour and 15,
we'll
aren't
see.
We?
Yeah, we'll see about that. That crap
we'll
of an hour and 15.
We'll see about that, yeah.
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 When we're down like 38 to nothing, we
you
need that extra
gonna,
15 minutes to come back.
Yeah. That's right.
That'll be the difference maker.
Let me ask you this too, Rue. If you guys do get up by more than 5 runs, we're going to play a game, and hopefully the young ladies over there will agree to this, called Fullies, where we will run out on the field, and they will have a 16-ounce Miller High Life in their hands and have to pound it right there on the field if we're up by more than 5.
The guys will have to?
The girls will, to level out the playing field.
I don't think that they're going to do that.
We'll see about that. I'm trying to change things up a little bit in softball.
None of the girls are going to do that.
Okay.
You know why? Because they want you guys to hurt.
Why do they hate us? What
we
do we do?
We didn't do anything.
We're nice.
Because, you know, that's just the thing
between
girls and boys, you know?
All right. You know what? I see them over there looking at us, all y'all over there. You're dead. You are all going down. No mercy anymore. Not putting up with any of your crap. What's a pitcher's name?
Stacy Shepard.
Stacy Shepard, are you over there? You over there, Stacy?
We need to talk to her.
Stand up, Stacy. Get a good look at this guy right here. Especially look at this shirt I'm wearing. Right? Sooner. I'm going to shove it right up your longhorn ass, okay?
Whoa.
Gravy.
Whoa.
You're going to take one of the...
Calm down.
You're going to take one of the ribs.
Dude, you're lucky she's on your team now that you just trash talked her.
Yeah, she's our pitcher, dumbass.
Yeah, she...
Come on over here.
What if she changes sides?
I was just going to let you go.
Wait, what was the girl for your team?
I'm just letting you go, man. You got on a little tangent. I wasn't going to stop you.
Why'd you ruin that? I love you. We're besties.
Yeah, she's going to say longhorn. She's going to tell all the UT girls, hey, look, this is what's coming. I'm going to serve it up. That's what's going to happen now.
Right. Oh, no.
Launched into something.
Hey, you know what? Have you seen? I'm probably just as big as you are. You better quit running your mouth to us softball girls. I'm just saying.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Why don't you arm wrestle?
5'11".
Yeah, so's Corby. 5'8".
Why don't you arm wrestle him?
I bet I could beat him.
There is no way in hell.
Next.
All right, up next. Cobra, arm
are
wrestles
right-handed?
Rue.
Yeah.
All right.
Here on the ticket.
All right, you want to do a little NFL?
We have to.
Before we get into, I was going to arm wrestle the girl, but of course she ran off.
Oh, God. She felt your power.
Couldn't handle the pressure.
No.
God, these girls look tough.
That's the way this game's going to go tonight.
I honestly don't think she could have beat me in arm wrestling. She...
Cobra.
What? She's not that big.
It would have taken her 3 seconds to...
She's not Dale from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
She is.
She's not that far from it. We'll start to get this game underway out here at Quick Trip Park in Grand Prairie, where it is all the ticket guys against girls in fast pitch softball tonight.
Look at our squadron of doom over there.
You think that's the squadron of doom?
I mean, it's just so
ridiculous.
You think
this is going to be a good night for the little ticket?
No.
You think we will be sampling victory?
Some of us will. Small victories. Base hits, Mike. That's a victory for me.
Well, we'll see how it all plays out in just a little bit here. Now, we're about to be joined by Norm.
Norm?
Yes, Norm, who will be joining with me for tonight's radio broadcast. I was not invited to play in the game tonight.
You demanded not to play.
No, I did not.
You said you'd blow up the station.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I was assigned broadcast duties, and because I'm a good team player, that is the role I will fill.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and Norm have quite a battle to undertake here before the game to see who actually does play-by-play.
Well, it's going
to
be me. How? I'll tell you that right now.
Because Norm called Ranger Baseball for, God, how many years on HSE, Norm, did you call Ranger Baseball?
For about...
Uh-oh, Wayne. Check it.
There we are.
Yep.
For about 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I grew up with you, Norm, if that makes you feel better.
Well,
Colin,
thank you.
You're like the first broadcaster that I remember as a kid.
And Orby?
Yeah, absolutely. You were great. And I think that you, with your history and your acclaim, that you deserve to be the play-by-play guy. But Mike...
What about me?
Hang on. Mike brings up a valid argument.
Uh-huh.
Because I went down the list of all the things that you've accomplished as a broadcaster, including doing all these games for so many years on HSE on TV. And Mike said, well, I've done baseball on TV as well. Now, Mike, tell Norm...
I've done Ranger baseball on TV.
Tell Norm what you've done.
One play.
What?
One batter. A Carlos Lee strikeout.
You did...
Tom and Josh.
Yeah, Tom and Josh had me up there one day after we were out there last year. And Josh said, well, why don't you do a call here? And so I did.
So he...
You'll know that he's not here and there anymore.
That's true. They tried to squeeze him out and bring you in, but you said no. So technically, Norm, you guys are the same person.
Yes.
You've both called...
We've done Ranger Baseball.
Ranger Baseball.
Uh-huh.
So
true.
I don't know what gives here.
Well,
you guys are
going
to have to have it out.
Corby, let me suggest that there's a reason why Mike wasn't invited to play. The specter of Rhines on the field with all these collegiate women truly concerned management.
What does that mean?
So, Mike,
means you're a horny old man.
Yeah, your reputation precedes you. With young college women.
So, do you want to do play-by-play?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us right now. So hit the theme there, Expo, if you've got it handy.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
And I hope all the fans out there are rooting for us and you realize what underdogs we are. Please, we need all your support.
Where's Brooks at?
Let's hear it for Team Ticket here. What do you say? Come on.
There will be surprises tonight,
Lance. Oh, there certainly will.
There will be surprises, let me assure you.
Tonight here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, it is fast pitch softball. Team Ticket takes on a college all-star team of girls. Hello again, everybody. This is Mike Reiner speaking to you from Quick Trip Park at Grand Prairie, joined this evening by Norm Hitzkus.
Sir?
Norman, how are you?
What are we about to witness here?
We are about to witness lambs headed for slaughter, I think.
You know, usually when The Ticket does stuff like this, we play against each other. Flag
right.
Football.
Right.
Charity challenge on ice. The great game.
Right.
And if we embarrass ourselves, it's against each other. It's two embarrassing teams colliding at
right.
very slow speeds.
And when we undertake these things, we assuredly will embarrass
yes.
ourselves. Everybody will get a big kick out of it, but hey, it's us against us, you know?
Yes.
There's a lot of the time some minute level of competition there.
Yes. Yes. See, on a scale of 1 to 10, if 21s oppose each other, it
mm-hmm.
can be fun and competitive.
Right.
But there's a chance we are way overmatched tonight.
Yes. Nothing gets our dander up like the idea that girls might be able to be a little bit better at some sport than we are.
Oh, Lord, if they're only just a little bit better tonight,
right.
that'd be great.
Right. We saw what happened when we tried to play high school girls in basketball.
Mm.
that was competitive for about a half. You know, if we'd have been in a little bit better shape and had a little bit better players and a little bit bigger and a little bit faster and a little bit stronger and a little bit tougher and played a little bit better defense, who knows, we might have been able to make a game out of that thing. But we weren't, and it got away from us in the second half. This is different.
I have a question here. How did we wind up taking on a team of collegiate all-stars? Wouldn't like a junior high be more the speed here? But these girls play all over this region, some all over America, for
right.
teams all over the country.
Right.
The starting pitcher for the girls tonight is a young lady named Amy Bradford. She's at Lufkin.
Mm-hmm.
She's been out of school for about 5 years. What school did she pitch for? That would be UT, not UT something else.
Not UT hyphen?
Not UT hyphen. This is UT. She was on the same pitching staff with Kat Osterman. And to just strike a little fear
and
in
Kat,
the ticket hitters.
Now that's Kat Von D, right? We know her today as Kat Von D.
Yes. But the fabulous, all-American, incredible, wonderful
like that?
College pitcher. And Amy Bradford holds one college record at UT. You want to scare the ticket hitters? She hit five batters in one game in a start against Oklahoma.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice. Nice. The slowness of some of the ticket athletes means they will not be able to get out of the way tonight, Mike.
Yeah, and also the lack of any kind of dedication to practice by team ticket could be a little bit of a problem as well. As far as I've been able to determine, the only three who have even gone to the range, let alone went in to get something to eat, have been Danny, who's drunk,
okay,
Corby,
uh-huh,
who's high,
right,
and Shoopy. And that's it. Those are the only three. The other night, they went to the batting range and took about 40 swings each. And the next day, came in feeling all haughty about this and thinking, we've got this. We've got this. We're going to be in great shape tonight.
Well, and Groob's problem was, when he went to the batting range, all the pitches were high.
Right.
Yes. They were coming in at a normal height there, and Groob's hits everything about the scalp high, the batting range. We've got one.
Yes, we're watching Corby play, take some grounders at first base. All right, let's hear it for the boy. He caught one. Nice throw, too.
By the way, by and by, the manager of the ticket team is Donovan Lewis.
Yes. The Frank Robinson of the ticket.
Yes, exactly.
He is our first Blanager.
The first Blanager?
Yes.
Okay. I understand. He also went to the batting cage this week, apparently.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he spent some time at the cage.
All right. Well, good for him.
But that's true of several of our ticket employees who don't want you to know that they've spent some time in the cage.
Now, let's bring you up to speed about just how this is going to roll out tonight as far as the logistics of girls softball for those who may not be terribly familiar with the lay of the land of this game. You're probably wondering who at the ticket can pitch. The answer to that is nobody. So a pitcher is being donated to us by the Dallas Patriots. That's the club that these girls represent, the Dallas Patriots. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the ticket pitcher tonight, Norm?
Pitching for the ticket against the Patriots, against her teammates,
right,
in fact, in this exhibition, is Stacy Shepard. She's from UT Tyler. She's a graduate of Cy Fair in Houston, big-time program in Houston. And she is the leading pitcher for the Patriots this year. She's 18-5 with an earned run average of 2.73. So at least we have a hurler.
Yeah.
At least the ticket has a hurler to keep this in some kind of realm of respectability.
All right, so we've got that working for us. Now, beyond that, here at Quick Trip Park, they have set this up in a very softball kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching will be done off flat ground. Mm-hmm. It is 48 feet away from the plate. Bases are 60 feet. from each other, and the fences are 225 feet.
Ticket hitters don't need to worry about that.
No, they don't. There will be no stealing bases here tonight.
Ticket hitters wouldn't need to worry about that anyway.
A pass ball is a dead ball. You can't advance on one of those.
You can?
No, you cannot.
You can't. Okay,
no.
That's good for the ticket.
Right. So there you go. We've got all kinds of things laid out for us here tonight as we get ready for play.
We should also tell you that this is Thirsty Thursday here at the home of the Grand Prairie Air Hogs, meaning $2 for beer tonight. And it looks like $1 for beer tonight? $1 for that gigantic can of beer there, sir?
That must be a mistake.
If you are in this area, we're going to lose Bayless.
Totally.
We'll lose Bayless
in
the second
inning
when he finds that out.
We lost him the day he was hired.
Mike, but this is for a good cause. So many of the efforts of the ticket go for excellent charitable causes. That's something we try to do, and this is no different. This will benefit the David Nicklaus Organ Donor Awareness Foundation. I will give you the website address in a moment. Let me tell you that David Nicklaus was 22 years old in 1993 when he suffered massive head injuries in a motorcycle accident in San Antonio. The family had to make the extremely difficult choice to remove him from life support. But David had been an advocate of and a very avid supporter of programs to donate organs. And the family, realizing that, immediately decided that David and his organs would be donated.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, we have an incredible story with us. Standing next to you is Rodney DeBon. Rodney is now 54 years old. 18 years ago, this is the man who got David Nicklaus Hart. He had known briefly the grandfather of David Nicklaus. He was one of thousands of people on a waiting list for a heart. And Rodney, I can't imagine, with 18 years of perspective, you look back, you've had 18 years of life thanks to that decision.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, I can't tell you what that's worth, because it's worth all the money in the world. When I was 36 years old, I caught a virus, and I was given 6 months to live. And I had an 11-year-old son and an 8-year-old son at the time. And I went to bed every night for 7 months, not knowing if I was going to wake up the next day. All the money in the world, all the status in the world, didn't mean anything at that point. And the Nicklaus family made a very extremely unselfish decision to donate David's heart directly to me, which was the first time in history to have a directed heart donation.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I believe there are 8 children who have a parent today because of the gift David made.
Really?
And the Nicklaus family is the most generous, wonderful family in the entire world. David's sister, Becky, has been running our foundation for the last 15 years. Their entire family has just adopted my family. And they have shown me what gracious people are really all about. And that's what our foundation does. Is we, besides do awareness, we provide scholarships to Grand Prairie High School students. We have an apartment complex here in Grand Prairie that helps endow our foundation that the foundation owns. We provide free housing for families when they need to travel from out of state to this area to get a transplant. Because sometimes it's a 6, 8, 9, 10 month waiting period if you get one at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then it may be a year recuperating period.
Wow.
So you think of families that the breadwinner has become terminally ill. He's not making any money anymore, and they've got to travel from Kansas to Texas to even get a chance at life.
In the 18 years since you received the heart transplant, what have you gotten to see that you almost certainly would never have gotten to see?
Well, I've gotten to see my sons grow up. And when I first got my transplant, the doctors told me you might get 5 to 10 years. So my first goal was to see my youngest son graduate from high school. He's now 26 years old. I had completely given up on the possibility of ever having a grandchild. I now have a 3-year-old grandson. I can't tell you what that means.
I can't imagine what it was like the time when you found out that you were actually, that this was actually going to happen for you, that you were going to get the heart.
Well, I was woken up at 6:30 in the morning by a mutual friend who introduced David's grandfather to me. And he told me about David, and a young man down in San Antonio, just graduated from the Air Force Academy, had his entire life ahead of him, and said he was in a motorcycle accident and on life support. And I told him at that time, I said, well, why are you telling me all this? He said, because the Nicholas family wants to give David's heart to you.
Wow.
So at that moment, somebody was offering me life at the expense of someone else. You don't, there's no words to express that.
If someone here at the Airhawk Stadium or listening to the ticket wants to get involved in a donor program, has heard this message and thought this would be a wonderful thing to do, what do they do?
All they need to do is tell their family and tell their loved ones, if something ever happens to me, I would like to donate my organs. Because if they don't do that, at the time there's an unfortunate accident like happened to David, and the doctors and the nurses come out to the family and say, we're sorry, but your loved one is not going to survive. How about donating his organs? Well, you're at a total shock at that point, and you can't make that decision. Mm-hmm. But if you know that was that loved one's wish, then something good comes out of something bad.
In effect, when that person dies and the organs are not harvested and donated, several people wind up dying eventually.
Absolutely. The national statistics are that 60 people, up to 60 people can benefit from one organ donor.
Wow.
Eyes and skin, tissue, tendons. And you know, we're all going to die someday. Nobody's immortal. And this is the one way that you can do something that doesn't cost you anything to save other people's lives.
Thank you for being with us. That's
Rodney
Duvall with a wonderful, extraordinarily uplifting story.
And once again, how do you get involved if you want to?
Just tell your loved ones that you would, the organ donation is something you'd like to be a part of if something ever happens to you at the time of your passing.
The website for this organization is the Nicklas Foundation, N-I-C-K-L-A-S, N-I-C-K-L-A-S-Foundation.org, NicklasFoundation.org.
I want to thank the ticket for this great opportunity.
Thank you, Rodney.
Well, thank you for being with us, Rodney. That is Rodney Duvall, who is now into year 18 of life that he thought he wouldn't have. Norm, how about that?
Incredible. Just an incredible story. Just an incredible story. There are stories like this a lot in America. And organ donation, it is a time of grief, but you can help lots of other people. Lots of other people. Okay. The reason we're playing this is to benefit the David Nicklas Organ Donor Awareness Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We come back, Mike. Let's talk lineups. Let's talk rules. And let's play.
We certainly hope everyone is planning on doing that out here at Quick Trip Park in Grand Prairie tonight. That is joining us in the field house out there in left field after this is over with for the after party. Because, as we all know, the after party is the one you want to attend, Norm.
When
it comes to the two-party system.
Yeah, why does it always start a half an hour before game time for Danny, though? Why does he always kick the after party off before the game starts?
For him, it's always 5 o'clock, Norm.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes.
This is a cool complex out here in Grand Prairie that has Verizon Theater just beyond the right field wall.
Yes, and tonight we're sharing the room with Katy Perry over there.
Yeah.
You know who she is?
Yes, I do. It's the governor's wife.
Right.
Yes. Then there's Lone Star over here. There's a wonderful X Games facility over here. This is a wonderful area. Grand Prairie's developed a really nice area here that has a lot of different venues to bring you to this particular location.
Of course, you're no stranger to Lone Star Park, are you?
I go there occasionally, yes, just to check out people, and they have some wonderful entertainment there. In fact, didn't you all play at Lone Star?
As a matter of fact, yes. Numerous occasions we have.
Yeah. And George's band, the Bird Dogs, played
yes,
there this year.
Yes, they play there too.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. These are accomplished These are accomplished women softball players.
Right.
They play in programs all over this area at various levels of D3, D2, D1. Very good players, very good programs. They're generally Texas girls who scatter around the country and are playing competitive high-level women's softball. And for some reason, we chose to play them.
Yes.
Our home plate and base umps will be very recognizable.
Yes, certainly no strangers to us.
Nope. Marty Scott's the home plate umpire. Marty's in his third season managing the Lincoln Salt Dogs, the American Association of Independent Baseball. He was a AAA manager for the Mets, a former minor league player with the Rangers. He managed at three different levels for the Rangers and was the director of player personnel development, during which people like Pudge and Juan Gonzalez and Ruben Sierra all developed this organization. By the way, drafted out of Dallas Baptist University, and this has been a heyday season for Dallas Baptist.
Yes, DBU.
Yes, indeed.
A great baseball program.
And Monty Clegg is the current director of internal affairs for the Ticket City Bowl in Dallas. Before that was the VP and general manager of the Fort Worth Cats. Worked with Marty Scott as the assistant director of player personnel and former general manager of the Oklahoma City 89ers as well. And he regularly umpires collegiate softball games in the spring in this area.
These are two longtime Ranger operatives with whom we are both quite familiar. It's good to see both of them out here tonight.
Yep. They will not find any particularly intriguing talent on the ticket team. I would tell both Monty and Marty, don't bother scouting anybody tonight on the ticket side.
Right. Marty can just turn off the scouting side of his personality if he's thinking about somebody maybe shoring up the Lincoln Salt Dogs roster here tonight.
Yes.
I don't believe it's going to happen for him. All right, so we're just a couple minutes away from first pitch. Want to run down the lineups now?
Yeah, let's do the lineups in the field for a second, Mike, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to what the ticket will start. I'll give the ticket defensive lineup, and then you can give the girls' collegiate all-star team lineup.
All right.
And then we'll go to the ticket batting order.
Okay.
This is the defense, we use that word loosely, the ticket will put on the field. Corby Davidson at first base. Junior Miller at second, George Dunham at third, and the shortstop is the talking sea bass. Around the outfield from left to right, Dan McDowell, Donovan Lewis, who will be the playing manager of the
right.
team, Bob Sturm, and the catcher will be Mike Saroy. And the pitcher will be Stacy Shepard, and we'd like to thank the Patriots for loaning such a
yes.
good pitcher.
For providing us her. Now, for the Dallas Patriots tonight, the pitcher will be Amy Bradford, the catcher, Brittany Hanna, at first base, Whitney Wiley, Megan Hudson at second, at shortstop, Amanda Busby, Carly Collins is at third, Beverly Meek is in left. You don't run into too many girls named Beverly in this world anymore, Norm.
No. I wonder why.
The center fielder, Christy Gibson, and in right field, Holly Perry. Now, both teams, well, actually, the Dallas Patriots are batting 12. Team Ticket is going to bat 14. The batting order for the Dallas Patriots will be Busby, the shortstop, Gibson in center, Hannah, the catcher, Wiley at first base, Hudson at second, Collins third, Perry right, then Marie Traylor, Megan Davinsky, Meek, Bradford, and Rachel Rutan. That is their 12-person batting order.
The Patriots, the Dallas Patriots, won their second NCAA West Regional title in the last 3 years and advanced to the College World Series in the winner's bracket. This team is 40-13 for this year. They're good. This is a good. 40. Oh, yeah. Well, after tonight. Do they count this, Mike? Will they have the nerve to count this on their win total?
Probably only if they lose, which ain't going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen. You know, the other thing is these ladies also look like they're physically conditioned, Mike.
This is what they do, Norm. We got an email from a woman today who has a 13-year-old who is into this.
Yes.
And the regimen and the routine that she described that these girls go through, even at that age, where sometimes it's not unusual for them to play 8 games a day.
Oh, my.
Is just astounding.
Oh, my.
You know, just astounding.
Wow. This will be fun.
We talked to one of the girl, Rue Richardson, who seems to be the linchpin of all this. I think she's down in the team ticket dugout, and she's going to be helping us out down there tonight. She can pitch, she can catch, she can do whatever we might need for her to do. But she was telling us that the most games she's ever played in one day is 8. And she's done that several times.
One day. So, they've announced Corby, David Corby, you're supposed to go out to the foul line a little closer than that.
Yes.
Lewis.
All right, here's the batting order for Team Ticket. They're 14-man batting order. As usual, the Cobra will have the honor of making the first out. Donovan will hit second. Sean Bass at third. Dan McDowell hitting cleanup tonight. Mike Saroy will bat fifth and catch.
He's a good, by the way.
George hitting sixth at third. At first base, batting seventh, Ty. The Sterminator will bat 8th, and he will be in right field.
Didn't you expect him higher in the ticket lineup?
According to his ego, yes. I mean, if this was ego proportionate,
all right.
Absolutely. And batting ninth is Gordon. Junior Miller will play second base. He'll hit 10th. And then behind him, and not playing any position in the field, will be Shoopy, Danny, Dick Hicks, and Jake Z.
I predict that Shoopy is going to be the hardest to pitch to because he has no strike zone.
Right. So running it down once again, Cobra, Donovan, Sean, Dan, Mike Saroy, George, Ty, Sturm, Gordo, Jr., Shoopy, Danny, Dick Hicks, and Jake.
You know, you've heard people say that the 8th spot in a major league lineup, Mike, is the second cleanup spot.
Yes.
That would make Sturm the second cleanup spot.
And I'm sure that's how he's looking at it.
It would make Bayless the third cleanup spot in the lineup.
Questionable.
Hitting 12th?
Hitting 12th.
Yeah.
Now, Team Ticket is going to be the home team tonight, Norm. So that means that the question of how many runs will they give up before they get an out, and will at any time tonight they have recorded more runs than outs? That comes into play. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. Yes, it does. By the way, Vegas has taken this game off the board. I'd like to point out.
All right, national anthem time.
Yes, it is.
Save us as our Savior.
So there you go. There is the national anthem, and now we are just about ready for baseball. Weather-wise here tonight, Norm?
It's hot.
Yes, it is quite hot. It is 100 degrees, according to the bat phone.
Mike, can we point out something about this park, though? We agree it's a hot night.
Yes.
Okay. Look at the field. Is there a single... Well, no, there are about 10, maybe 20 seats down there in the sun at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Everything else is in the shade in this bowl.
Right.
Beautifully designed.
The entire bowl is in the shade. It's 100 degrees out there. We have, I don't know if the wind is going to be much of a factor here tonight, but it's very light. Appears to be blowing from right out to left.
The ticket team's sort of straggling onto the field here.
That doesn't look like a very inspired introduction, I must say. So Stacy Shepard is taking the mound to face girls that she knows quite well.
Thank heavens there's a good pitcher here.
Yes.
Thank heavens. Can you imagine if we didn't get loaned a really good pitcher for this evening's game? Is that Gordo in the ticket dugout? It is.
All right, well, let's go down there to the ticket dugout. The great Gordo is on hand down there. Gordo, do you have us?
Mike, I do have you. I'm down in the ticket dugout. I want to remind everyone, ticket is the home team out here, aren't we?
Yes.
That's right. I think that's a natural advantage for us. And I'm joined here by one of our catchers. We're platooning catchers tonight, Michael Gruber.
Shoopy!
Michael.
Shoopy!
What do you think are the keys to the game?
Getting runs and stuff.
Okay, less you. Now, oh, here's Rich Phillips. Would you like to say hi to him?
Has he got a beer?
No, he's got one of those little snow cone cups of water.
I just want to make sure.
That's beating everyone down.
I'm not terribly interested in saying hi to him myself, but if you want
to,
go ahead.
No, I'm not either. I'm walking right by him.
Who's
that? Out to the field.
Uh-oh.
Head out to the field.
Now, who are the civilians in the dugout? Looks like we have a couple out-of-uniform personnel in there.
Well, we have Steve Cactus Pryor.
Right. Such a star in the charity challenge, but is shunned to play in this, huh?
Yes, Steve, why have you been left out of this?
I'm short and I don't play well.
All right.
Two pretty good reasons.
Everybody may recognize your voice from the How Do You Do It Just Breaks ad.
Come on, Cactus, give us a real quick It Just Breaks. We really do care. Yeah. Come on.
Come on, Cactus.
How Do You Do It Just Breaks?
Come on, Cactus.
We really do care.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's outstanding.
All right.
Voice not fit to be in radio.
All right.
That made the night for all of us.
We're ready for action here.
All right, we need to make some injury predictions here. I got injured last great game when I rolled just running into second base.
How about a little play-by-play here? Here's the first pitch to Amanda Busby, and it is down low for a ball.
He goes shot!
Busby, a right-hand hitter. She's very identifiable, Norm, because out of all the Dallas Patriots, she's the one who chose to wear dark pants.
Yes. And has...
pitch a strike.
And has long hair.
Yes.
Flowing from beneath her batting helmet.
Has Saroy caught a pitch yet of the first two?
No, he's all right, though.
You're not worried about him?
No, I'm not worried about Saroy.
Next pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Down and in.
There it is.
Ball.
There
all
it
right.
is. Ball caught
yes.
for Saroy. Good job, Mike.
Prepared
Good job.
For the
Good
boy.
Job,
Come
Good
on.
Job. Is Grooms warming up?
I don't think Shoopy requires warm-ups. All right, 2-1. Pitch is swung on. Hit foul down the left field line. That's Dan giving... rather half-assed chase, but...
Yeah. You want me to go after the ball? Yeah. Am I supposed to go after that?
The outfield, I tell you what, right field is going to be a challenge here. Look at Bob Sturman, right field. That is a tough sun field. Hit it to right field.
Here's the 2-2 pitch.
Ooh.
Outside off the glove of Saroy. Once again, the count goes full. I thought we were promised better pitching than this.
Well, this is a small strike zone, though.
I swear I could hit that.
Mike, couldn't hit that with a boat oar.
Here's the 3-2 pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Saroy. And that is a strikeout by Busby to start the game.
Oh, yeah, Christy.
Good job, Mike Saroy.
You batting for me?
How's that looking, Gordon?
Looking all right.
All right. This is Christy Gibson, the center fielder. Another right-hand hitter. Shepherd ready. Here's the pitch. Misses wide. Ball one.
Gordon, when you get up, you need to imitate that swing right there.
I'll swing with her, yeah.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, foul back to the screen. It's 1-1.
That's the tallest bat boy I've ever seen in my life.
Kind of hot, too.
Whoa.
Just saying. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, another foul back to the screen.
So far, Mike Saroy is doing an incredible job of mixing pitches. Good job, Saroy. Getting his pitcher to move the ball around the strike zone. Working on her command.
Got to find what works early, Norm.
Yep.
Here's the pitch. Down low, and it's 2-2.
The pitcher's really disagreeing with most of the calls that Saroy's making, too. Look at the frustration.
She's
on her
shaking
face.
Him off. Here's a 2-2 pitch.
Oh, a changeup.
Here's a drop ball and thrown to first, and it's in time.
Barely.
Wow. Off speed from Stacy Shepherd.
Yes.
Nice pitch. Off speed.
She's feeding a steady diet of changeups.
I'm going to go console Christy.
Here is Brittany Hanna, the catcher. She's a rather diminutive girl, Norm.
She's also a rather accomplished girl. An NCAA Division III All-American this year.
First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1.
By the way, Brittany Hanna, now batting, and the pitcher she's facing are teammates at UT Tyler.
Next pitch is way wide for a ball. It's 1-1.
Another changeup.
Shepherd comes high over the head with the glove as she begins her delivery. Then down low and whips it around. Here's the pitch. Up and in, 2-1.
Mike, Brittany Hanna was the American South Conference Player of the Year and was selected to all tournament teams at the regional and national tournaments.
2-1 pitch is low for a ball. It's 3-1.
I'm telling you something.
Saroy's, I'm going to kill someone tonight.
No. Saroy's job is a lot easier catching this pitcher than he had playing the great game.
The 3-1 pitch is low for a ball. And we have a base runner.
No.
Was that a strike?
No, it was a ball, but the
no. To second on the pass ball? You can do that?
Yeah, second on the pass ball.
I didn't think there were pass balls.
On the other hand.
Hi, Terry. Good.
Oh, my. Brittany Hanna.
So they're going to let this go?
We're too worn out to protest it, Mike.
All right, Whitney Wiley is the hitter. She's the first baseman, and there is ball one to her.
This is the cleanup hitter, first baseman.
Yes.
Wiley.
Another tall, thin, athletic-looking girl who bats from the right side.
Oh, jeez.
Runner from second. Next pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. First runner in scoring position of the game. Mike, that would be Hanna down there at second.
It's good that you got the phrase tall, thin, athletic-looking out of the way in the top of the inning.
Next pitch, swung on and hit foul, right side behind the team ticket dugout.
Not sure you'll use that phrase a lot in the bottoms of innings.
It's applicable now.
Yes.
It will be then, Norm. 1-2 is the count. Shepherd's pitch, very high, and it's 2-2.
The Dallas Patriots trying to break through with a runner at second and two outs, top of the first inning.
2-2 pitch, swung on, ground ball to short, fielded by the shortstop over the first in time for an out.
Sean Bass.
Are you kidding me?
Sean Bass.
We recorded That's more amazing. Outs than they have runs. This is man bites dog, folks. At the end of half an inning, the Dallas Patriots nothing. Team ticket coming up. We're about to begin the bottom of the first inning. We have no score.
There's an opportunity for the ticket to possibly lead in this game. Forget what the final might be eventually. There's a chance to take the lead here.
I think to get out of the first inning tied scoreless would be victory.
We almost can't avoid that, Mike.
Well, the Dallas Patriots are all ganged up on the mound with their pitcher, Amy Bradford. She is a right-hander. She is showing shorts with white socks pulled up to the knees. And the first batter she will face is the left-handed hitting snake. The Cota snake.
I don't think
so. I don't know if you heard the presentation today, but boy, we really had the snake. And the first pitch he sees is a little outside for a ball.
I don't think the snake is ready for the real fastball here, Mike.
Next pitch, swung on, grounded foul down the third baseline.
Good job by Snake, contact.
He made contact.
Team tickets cheering like we just won.
Well, hey, Team Ticket promised us victory tonight. That is a sports promise.
Hey, we've already got one possibility dismissed that we wouldn't touch a pitch.
1-1. There's a grounder right back to the pitcher. Bradford has it, flips over to first base, and a very, very weak out by the snake.
Watch snake that you're congratulated to watch this. Watch this.
Got around on it.
Yeah, there you go. Got around on it. There you go.
I'm here with Danny Bayless, who wants to analyze that run. He looked like a big chicken, like the San Diego chicken.
All right, here is Donovan. Donovan hitting from the crouch. First pitch to him is down and in for a ball.
Crouch?
A little bit of a crouch. He's got the big knee bend working. Holds the bat up high, wiggles it around menacingly.
Yeah, he's got a little waggle there, doesn't he?
Looks very George Hendrick. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball.
Yeah. Donovan ahead in the count.
2-0. On deck is Sean Bass. Said to be not taking this game seriously at all. The next pitch. Swung on, grounded foul behind home plate. Back to the screen it goes, and it's 2-1. Bradford takes a walk off the mound. Now she's back on the rubber and ready to make the 2-1 pitch to Donovan. Here it is. It's up high, and it's 3-1.
Notice that.
Could it be that Team Ticket is about to get a base runner?
Maybe. Notice that none of the collegiate all-stars wear hats.
3-1 pitch inside. Whoa. Ball four.
Donovan.
All right, let's take you down to the great Gordo in the Team Ticket dugout. Gordo.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. I only heard the last second, just you throwing it to me there.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm here with Mike Saroy, who is catching for us. Mike, how tired are you?
Quite tired. I'd say seven or eight. Yes.
What?
Yeah, tired.
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, the perfecto's over, though.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Here is Sean Bass. First pitch gets away for a ball. No, there's no running on this.
No running.
No running on pass balls.
Get a gun.
No, cannot.
There's a lot of confusion in the ticket dugout.
Well, there certainly
about that.
Is. Let's get things squared away down there. We need a good manager in that dugout. Here's the pitch. High for a ball two.
A bit of wildness here from Amy Bradford.
Yes, she's having trouble dialing in the strike zone early.
I predict as the game goes on, those will become strikes for home plate umpire Marty Scott.
2-0 to Sean is ball three. Must have been low. And it's 3-0.
Green light?
Why not? Anything to get this thing going. Here's the 3-0. And that is inside. A four-pitch walk to Sean Bass.
Okay.
And now Team Ticket has something big working.
Yeah.
I have no comments. I can get out of the way of that.
And Dan McDowell will stand in now. He is the left fielder, and he will hit with Donovan on second. Sean Bass on first. Now, Dan is something of an enigma. He has performed brilliantly in great games past until last year. First pitch to him is high for a ball.
Oh, my.
And it's 1-0.
That better be a strike later in the game.
He performed brilliantly until Team Hardline spent their first draft pick last year on him. And then he was awful. The next pitch is inside. It's 2-0. He, more than any other person, single-handedly caused Team Hardline's defeat. And don't think we've forgotten that.
Yeah, we've forgotten that.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Did not go. It's ball three.
They checked with Monty Clegg.
Yes, they checked with Monty Clegg out there, and he says, no, sir, did not go. And now it is 3-0, Norm.
Yes, a fit of wildness here has the ticket with a scoring possibility.
Green light, Dan, green light.
3-0 pitch, swung on, ground ball right side, that's through for a base hit. Donovan rounds third. He's headed home. He will score. The throw comes into the plate, and there is a run for Team Ticket. An RBI single by Dan McDowell. Bass takes third on the play. And Dan McDowell gives Team Ticket the claw in the dugout. Wow.
Another claw.
How about that?
And the
what action out here at Quick Trip Park tonight?
On the play, Sean Bass right in around the third. So first and third.
And the pitch sails over the head of everybody. I guess you can't run on wild pitches either.
No, huh?
It's dead.
Bases are completely tied, huh?
Yep.
All right, Mike Saroy is the hitter now. The aforementioned Mike Saroy, with whom Gordon just spoke. He rates himself 7 on the tired scale after catching one inning. Another pitch over everything. And boy, Amy Bradford is having some trouble here early on tonight. It's 2-0. And now this is going to draw a visit to the mound by the coach of the Dallas Patriots.
All those girls in the same mound.
At one time.
Is that Gordon moaning?
What?
Oh.
So, wildness by Bradford, a big story here tonight. Two walks set up the RBI single by Dan McDowell. And Team Ticket now has one out and runners at the corners. They were set to get more.
Green-lighted on 3-0
right.
By Donovan Lewis.
And he drove it in the hole between first and second.
Let's see if Saroy can produce that second run of the inning.
Pitch. Strike. A low inside strike called by Marty Scott. And the count is 2-1.
Bass at third, McDowell at first.
Next pitch, swung on. There's a little tapper back to the mound. Bradford looks the runner back. Throw to first is not in time. Here's a play at the plate. And Bass is out. Tagged out by the catcher, Brittany Hanna. And there is the second out of the inning. Team Ticket with an out on the bases. They can't afford this, Norm.
No, the little tap to the mound. Idiot. Bradford fielded it properly. Checked the runner at third. But the throw to first was a little high. It threw the first baseman, Whitney Wiley, off the bag.
Yes.
But then Bass tried to score from third, and the relay to Brittany Hanna got Bass.
So now here is George. George Dunham. Of that Dunham and Miller morning program, looking at a pitch inside for ball one.
That puts McDowell at second, Saroy at first, 1-0, two outs.
Next pitch bounces way in front of home plate, and the count is 2-0.
I think Amy Bradford is trying to throw a bit of a sinker there. That ball was released over the top. That pitch tends to have a sinking action, and it just dropped out of her hand very low.
Next pitch is very high for ball three. She's using a little bit higher windup, bringing the hands up over her head than she did at the start of the inning, too.
She's a tall, thin, athletic-looking pitcher, isn't she, Gordon?
Oh, jeez.
Next pitch, up and in, ball four. So George walks, and now the bases are loaded. And here is the great beast wandering far outside his natural habitat, Ty Walker.
Is that a no-sock look from Ty, or is that like tennis sockies?
I think it's a little booties.
A little booty.
Ty hits from the left side, a very closed stance by him, Norm. Hitting with the bases loaded, Two outs here in the first. And the pitch is way over the head of everybody.
And a bit of an odd stance because Ty's back foot in that very close stance is about 3.5 feet from home plate. He's way back at the back of the batter's box.
Counts 1-0. Bradford winds the pitch. Is low for a ball. It's 2-0. So the Patriots, marred by control troubles on the mound here in the first inning. And the pitch swung on and missed. It's 2-1.
Very anemic swing.
Ty Walker waves at a pitch on the outside corner.
I think he needs to close the stance even more. Yeah, he just needs to turn his back to the pitcher.
2-1 the count now.
He's closed in the stance now.
Next pitch is swung on and hit foul down the third baseline, just barely foul. And the count evens up at 2-2. Yes, that was hit off the fist. Gordon.
Why are you addressing me?
Just making sure you're still with us. 2-2 the count on Ty. And the pitch bounces. And the count goes full.
No place to put Ty Walker.
Yes, Bradford in danger of walking in the second team ticket run.
Got to throw a strike.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. She struck him out. And the inning is over.
With the bases loaded.
But Idiot. Team ticket picks up a run Idiot. On a hit, and they leave the bases loaded. Also had a big out made on the bases at home plate. We're through one here at Quick Trip Park. It's Team Ticket 1, the Dallas Patriots. All right, we're about to start the top half of inning number 2 out here at Quick Trip Park at Grand Prairie. Team Ticket leading the Dallas Patriots 2-1. And it'll be Megan Hudson, the second baseman. She shows bunt. First pitch from Stacy Shepard is over the head of Shoopy, who is now behind the plate.
Not difficult to do.
It's 1-0. Believe the rest of the lineup for Team Ticket is about the same. The snake comes in. She shows bunt again. The pitch is outside. It's 2-0.
Ruled low.
Yes, not caught by Shoopy. Gets away from him.
Artie Scott with a
very tight strike zone tonight.
Strike zone, yes.
Shepard ready, and the pitch bounces. It's 3-0.
What the what?
3-0 the count on Megan Hudson, the second baseman, Norm.
Megan Hudson, right-hand hitter.
Next pitch swung on, foul back to the screen.
She was right on that pitch.
It's 3-1.
She's right on that. That was tipped. She was a little under it, but the ball tipped squarely straight back to the screen. Indicates good timing there. The bat was in the strike zone at the right time.
3-1 pitch. She shows bunt, pops it up, back to the screen, foul.
Unbelievably, thinking foul. Of testing George Dunham at third base? Almost unthinkable.
Count is full now. She'll be followed by Carly Collins and Holly Perry. First three hitters for the Patriots here in the second. They're down 1-0. Shepard's pitch swung on, grounded, foul down the third baseline. Count holds at 3-2. Shepard back on the rubber. Winds. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck her out.
A riser.
Right. Might be Shepard's best pitch of the night so far.
That or that first inning changeup was a beauty, too. Stacy Shepard's ticket's got a ringer here.
That brings on Carly Collins. Collins, the third baseman. Another right-hand hitter. Shepard's pitch to her.
She
is inside for a ball.
Freshman in the UTA program. She had an incredible record, leading Rusk High School to the 18-3A area championship when she was at Rusk.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. High for ball two. Look at Shoopy up out of the crouch to grab that.
He's active. He bounces around back there.
2-0 the count. The pitch is a strike. That bounces away from Shoopy.
You know, this is a wonderful opportunity for Michael Gruber. It's a wonderful opportunity. He's a young man, single, and good-looking women of college age keep coming right up to home plate to talk to him. Mike, this is a good evening for Grubes.
2-1. Next pitch is swung on and fouled into the team ticket dugout. The count evens up at 2-2. One out, nobody on here, top two. Shepherd ready, pitch, swung on, and another foul. Back to the screen, and the count holds. Two balls, two strikes. The fence is 225 feet away. The next pitch bounces in for ball three, and the count goes full. The outfielders in left field, Dan McDowell, who had the big RBI single in the first, is playing just behind the cut of the grass for normal baseball. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on. That is drilled down the left field line, but that's hooking foul. That was hit hard. Was hit well past the tarp down there and up on the hill way down the line in left field.
Mike, with as short as McDowell's playing in left field, if a ball is hit up the gap there, it's got a chance to be at least a three-base hit.
Well, we'll see if that causes Mr. Dan to adjust things any.
In fact, a ground ball hit past Dunham at third base that rolls in the corner could be a homer.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that is fouled back toward us. Doesn't quite make it, but
look at that. Look at that catch.
Yes.
And he kept the beer in his right hand. Good
nicely
job,
done, sir.
Nicely done.
Tear it for the man.
Done.
No beer sacrifice. That's the important thing.
Not a single drop of beer sacrificed. What a job.
Next pitch, swung on, drilled out into left field, right into the glove of McDowell for the out.
Adam played perfect.
That is the second out of the inning. That ball was hit pretty well, too. So Collins making a little contact, but that was right at Dan, who just had to move to his left and in just a couple steps to catch it. And here is Holly Perry now. First pitch to her is a strike.
Beauty.
Perry, the right fielder, she's a right-hand hitter. We've just about run out of position players here, Norm. We're about to start getting into some of these DHs. Next pitch, swung on, grounded foul behind home plate. Perry down 0-2.
Stacy Shepherd's dealing.
Yeah, a very good inning for her so far. But you know how quickly these good innings can disappear, Norm?
Yes.
It's the nature of the great game of baseball. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, that's hit hard down the left field line. That is fair. It's rolling around into the corner. In fact, it rolls past the fence. And that will be a ground rule double for Holly Perry. That ball hit hard, just barely fair down the third baseline, and they have a gap between the fence and the brick wall down there. And that rolled right through that gap. And when it rolls past the fence down there, they have one of those down the right field line too. And obviously, when it rolls past the fence through those gaps, it's a ground rule double. Here is Marie Traylor now. She's one of the DHs, and the first pitch to her is up and in for a ball. Traylor, a right-hand hitter, rests the bat on the shoulder as she's waiting for the pitch. Swung on and missed.
Beauty.
It's a strike. So 1-1, I believe, is the count. Here's the next pitch. That's a strike. Strike two, the count on Traylor.
A threat for the
ball and two
All-Stars.
Strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Shepard. Swung on and missed. Got her on a changeup. She was way ahead of it. Traylor strikes out. The inning is over. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's team ticket one, the Dallas Patriots, nothing. So far, it has not been human sacrifice on the radio. Team ticket up 1-0 in the first pitch to the hitter, Bob Sturm, from Amy Bradford is a strike. So the question here is going to be just how much, if at all, Bradford has been able to regroup after a very rough first inning. The Sturminator, no doubt wondering why it was Ty Walker, not he, who had the opportunity to bat with the bases loaded. The next pitch is a strike. It bounced, and they say that the Sturminator swung at it. Good gosh. That thing barely made the dirt. It almost bounced twice, and he swung. 0-2 the count. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. The most pathetic out of the night so far by Team Ticket. Oh, my goodness. He is Sports Sturm, huh? All right, here is the great Gordo now. Gordon, one of those very rare. Bats right, throws left. The pitch is up and a little bit in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Team Ticket trying to pad that 1-0 lead. Bradford's next pitch. Inside, oh no, it's a strike, an inside strike. Sorry, Marty. 1-1 the count. Next pitch bounces in for ball two. 2-1 the count. All right, let's go to the Team Ticket dugout where Dan McDowell is standing by. Dan?
Good evening, Mike.
Next pitch is swung on and missed. It's 2-2. How are you, Dan?
Might I say you guys are doing a wonderful job out there.
Well, might I say you're having an excellent game out in left field, and I can only wonder where this was for Team Hardline last year.
Perhaps your snide comments at each turn have motivated me, whereas last year you were much too positive leading up to the game.
Gordo was called out on strikes, and there is the second out of the inning, so Amy Bradford is indeed on her way to a bounce-back inning. Now, so far, you picked up an RBI single. You have a putout in left field. Outstanding work, Dan.
Thanks very much. At this moment, I'm going to call the natural cycle. The natural cycle. Norm, do you know what that is?
Yes, you'll double the next time, triple the next time, and homer the next time.
Exactly. So right now, I'm on pace.
We're pulling for you, Dan. All right, here is Junior Miller. Now, he is the final position player in the Team Ticket lineup, right? He's playing second base. The count on him is 1-1. Junior, a deep crouching right-hand hitter, obviously doing shtick. Next pitch is low for a ball. It's 2-1.
Dan, did you have a green light on that 3-0 pitch that you singled on in the first inning?
Yeah, apparently you guys didn't see our array of signs that I went through with Donovan, who was on second base leading off.
Pitch leans him back a little bit.
I just thought that was...
You didn't decipher our sign. Donovan swung his arms like three times as if he was swinging and nodded yes as in to swing away at 3-0. So I did what he told me.
Proved to be a very good decision on his part. The pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes full on Junior.
And that swing proved to be a very poor decision on Junior's part.
We all have our hits and misses in this game, Dan.
It'll humble you, Mike.
It really will. Here's the pitch. Low, ball four.
What would Ghost Junior say about that?
Ooh, that pitch was low. I let it go.
Now, the darling of the ticket.
Yes, here comes Shoopy.
Almost totally without a strike zone.
Yes.
It reminds some, Norm, of the great Bill Veeck.
He is the ticket's Eddie Gaedel.
Shoopy, a right-hand hitter, looks at the first pitch. I know this is going to be a shock to everyone, but it was high for a ball.
Everything to Grooves is high.
He's wearing ankle socks.
1-0 pitch. It gets away, and it's inside. Shupe showing no leg whatsoever. Wearing his customary long, droopy black shorts, which he wears on days when it's 10 degrees outside. And red socks pulled all the way up. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That is dribbled foul, and it's 2-1.
Mike, has there ever been a person at the station with a wider gap between his popularity amongst the fans and his popularity amongst management?
Maybe me. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Very high, oddly enough, and it's 3-1. But no, to your point, no.
At least you are very popular, but you have your detractors as well.
Yes.
I don't know that Grubbs does. Is anyone out there not a Grubbs supporter?
No one is. How can you not be? There's a swing and a miss.
Ooh.
It's 3-2. Although if he strikes out here, his teammates might all turn on him.
Oh, that's okay.
TC might be on his way to such a status, Dan. Here's the payoff pitch, and it is inside for ball four.
Yeah, but he's widely hated by both listeners and management.
So Shupe walks, Junior goes to second, and Team Ticket has something going with two outs. And here is big, tall Dan Paul.
The dark cloud.
That's right. The first pitch to him is in for a ball. Gets away, but he can run on now, these balls that get away.
Now, here is a hitter with a strike zone.
He hits out of a little bit of a crouch. Got a good knee bend going. The next pitch is... It hit him. It hit him. They say they hit him in the foot.
He took that?
Yes, he took that. And Marty Scott says it hit his foot.
His foot. His what?
Foot.
Okay.
Yeah, Norm, I'm not sure what I heard either.
I'm not sure what I said.
And if it was down there, I don't know how it would have got down there. And I don't know how Danny would have had one of those, what I thought I heard.
So now the bases are loaded, and Dick Hicks stands in, and he looks at strike one. Now, how would you rank the contrasted popularity with masses and management here? Now, time is called as the Patriots coach is going out to the mound for a visit.
Dick Hicks is management.
Yeah, that's
Amy
difficult
Bradford.
To call.
But I mean other management.
I think other management like him because they can push him around.
Yeah, but I mean...
He's the lowest man on management's
But all the listeners hate him.
It's tough. It's tough being Dick Hicks. And he's got that whole NASCAR fan contingent.
Right. 0-1 the count. Bradford's pitch. Swing and a miss.
That'll help him.
0-2 the
Welcome
count.
To race. Rich is in, of course, his third trimester.
The 0-2 pitch bounces for a ball. Bases loaded. It's Junior at third, Shupe at second, Danny at first.
Look at where the left fielder is playing. Does she not realize Rich can't reach there?
We don't have anybody on our team that can. There's a swing and a miss, strike three.
Another
and the inning is over.
Lost.
For the second time tonight, the Team Ticket leaves the bases loaded. We have played two. The score, Team Ticket 1, the Dallas Patriots nothing. We're starting the top half of the third inning. The Patriots coming up down 1-0 to Team Ticket. Each team has one hit. The Ticket pushing home a run on an RBI single by Dan McDowell. Stacy Shepard on the mound for Team Ticket. The hitter is, I believe, Megan Davinsky, one of the DHs. She's a left-hand hitter, the first left-hand hitter we've seen from the Patriots tonight. And the count on her is 1-0. The next pitch tries to bunt and bunts it foul back to the screen. The count goes even 1-1.
Imagine, yet somebody else who might have wanted to test George Dunham's defensive prowess.
We do have a few subs for Team Ticket. Saroy is back in the game, catching. And Rich Phillips is at second now. And Danny is in left. And Ty is playing first base. The snake appears to be out of the game. And Jake Z is out there in center field. And that's a Sterminator still in right? Okay. 1-2, the count on Davinsky. Shepherd's pitch to her is a running strike three. She waved at it and missed. That was almost Ichiro style. So there's one out here in inning number three. And the hitter now will be Beverly Meek, I think. No, this is Rachel Rutan, we're told by the PA guy. She swings and misses at strike one.
All right.
Okay, so we're... Okay, we're winging it here.
Yeah, we're winging it. What else is new on the ticket? We're winging it.
Shepherd's 0-1 pitch to her is a bit outside, and the count evens up. One ball, one strike. One out, nobody on here. In the top of the third, Rutan, a right-hand hitter. She's one of the designated hitters for the Patriots. Pitch to her.
Beauty.
Is in for a strike.
Beauty.
It's 1-2.
That thin and trim George Dunham over there on third.
Yes.
How about that?
Powered by Medifast.
1-2 pitch. Swung on that. It's popped up on the infield. Giorgio calling for it. Sean's going over there. They almost knock each other on their rear ends, but George, being the attention hog that he is, stealing the ball away from a pronounced underling, one of his many subservients, and he makes the catch. And there is the second out of the inning.
Did you see the hustle by Danny Bayless, who was all the way behind that play just in case Sean and George had lost that play?
He's feeling that 1986 Class 2A Knox City State Football Championship. There's a foul.
That's one of the many things he's feeling.
By the next hitter, who is
a girl.
I don't know right now. Yeah, a girl. The 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike here. That was the last hitter. Next pitch is swung on and foul for strike two.
I'm going to guess Beverly Meek.
Okay, we'll go with that until somebody tells us otherwise. Boy, the issue we're facing here is the Patriots are not wearing numbers. This is like 1915 baseball. There's a grounder towards second. Bobbled by Rich Phillips. Picks up, throws, throw high, but she is out as the great beast, the dancing bear at first base, keeps his foot on the bag. And the sign is down for the Patriots. They go three up, three down in the top of the third through two and a half. Team ticket one. The Dallas Patriots, nothing. Welcome back to Quick Trip Park at Grand Prairie, where Team Ticket is leading the Dallas Patriots in fast pitch softball by a score of 1-0. In the bottom of the third inning for Team Ticket, Jake Z starts things off, and he swings at an inside riser for strike one.
Super gay.
It will be Jake Z, and then we go back to the top of the Team Ticket order with the ever-popular Snake. Amy Bradford's next pitch is up over everything.
I don't know, man.
All the way back to the screen. It's 1-1.
I just think the last pitch was
super gay. Super gay.
Now another trip to the mound by the Patriots coach, and we could be seeing a pitching change here. Yes.
Oh, my God.
The ball is being surrendered.
Cat's dying.
And walking out to the mound, it appears to be Norm. Norm, who told us mere moments ago that he was going to the bathroom.
Yeah, he told us that he was going to the bathroom to drop a deuce, and now he's out on the field. What's going on? Guys, I've just got a really upset tummy. Take it if you need it.
Yes, we were instructed for me to take it if I need it. Out of the break.
All right, I should probably approach the mound myself and
find out what's going on here, Gordon. Do some interviewing and reporting here.
What's happening out here, Norm?
We've got a relief pitcher to pitch to Jake Kemp.
You are going to pitch to Jake Z?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to see Norm pitch.
Well, you're about to.
Uh-oh, he is going to die, Mike. His body can't handle one pitch. Look at that mechanical baboon knee he's got.
He's holding the cane.
Yes. Now, Norm is standing out there on the mound. He is, his left side is propped up with a cane. And he is lobbing in warm-up tosses.
They're all kind of Ephus pitches.
I got a feeling that for a moment this is not exactly going to be fast-pitch softball.
Oh, and Jake Z is very offended that he's being pitched to by an old.
As well he should be. Because, let's face it, the sweet bird of youth is smiling down upon him. He doesn't need this. Norm is still taking warm-up tosses. And now I think we're ready to go here. Jake Z is.
Oh, you can see the Grim Reaper approaching the mound, putting a hand on Norm's shoulder. Whoa!
Oh, the first pitch is about a mile outside and high. What sort of headgear is this that Norm's wearing?
I believe that's an Air Hogs hat.
All right, the 1-1 pitch is inside.
Jake.
And Jake draws a walk.
Well, no, he was hit on the shoulder.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was hit on the shoulder with the lightest kiss from that softball you've ever seen in your life. Had nothing on it.
Would have been ball four anyway, so either way, he's on first base. And Team Hardline has their leadoff hitter on here in the third.
He's slow-walking Corby.
Yes. I wonder what he thinks about this.
Barely can be bothered to get in the batter's box.
Oh, tell me about it. And you talk about somebody who's mortified by this. So let's see what the snake can do against Norm. The first pitch is swung on, and that is popped foul. And nobody can get to it. It falls on the first base side. The catcher, Hannah, gave chase, as did the first baseman Wiley. Neither one could get to it.
Norm leaning very heavily on that gorilla cane.
Count 0-1 on the snake. Next pitch by Norm is down and in for a ball. It's 1-1.
This is just
how bad will it be if Norm gets the snake out? Next pitch, swung on, ground ball, right side. Bobbled by the second baseman, and everybody's going to be safe. Megan Hudson was playing well around toward right with the left-handed hitting snake. That ball was hit pretty well up the middle, past second. Hudson was able to get over and get to it, but she couldn't pick it up cleanly. And on these 45-foot bases, you get one shot. There can be no bobbling, or 60-foot bases. So everybody's safe. Team Ticket has runners on first and second now. Nobody out. And here is Donovan. First pitch to him is up and away for a ball.
It just looks like a portrait of senility on the mound right now.
Next pitch, up and in, ball two.
Cane, knee brace, wacky hat.
Pitcher catching for him. Next pitch, swung on, and that is hit in the air. Out toward left field. In for this is the left fielder. And Meek will make the catch, and there's the first out of the inning.
They've been trying to take Norm out past two batters, and he keeps saying, no, one more batter, one more.
He's having fun, Gordon. Someday, Gordon, you'll understand. Here is Sean Bass. First pitch to him is high for a ball. One and oh on the right-hand hitter. Another high inside pitch, and it's 2-0.
I think Norm's been practicing.
There's a strike. 2-1.
That was his changeup.
Pitching like he's playing skee ball. The next pitch bounces in front, and the count is 3-1. So Norm's in danger of walking the bases loaded. Next pitch. Swung on and pulled foul far down the left field line, but way foul. And the count's full. One out on Sean Bass. Next pitch. Outside, ball four, bases loaded. Bases loaded, one out, and I believe that Norm's tenure on the mound is about to come to an end.
No!
son of a bitch.
Yes, the coach of the Dallas Patriots is coming out to the mound. He's taking the ball away from Norm. He's exchanging a hug with Amy Bradford, and I believe Bradford is going to take over. So let's see if she can clean up this mess made by Norm. Norm getting a standing ovation.
Wow, look at that.
From the folks here at Quick Trip Park as he leaves the field.
This may be him leaving the field for the last time in his pitching career.
That's right. We may be seeing the final appearance of Charlie Huff. So Amy Bradford is about to take over once again. And she's got a little bit of a Norm-made mess on her hands.
Not half as bad as that mess I just left in the bathroom, Mike. Take it if you need it.
The bases are loaded. We have one out. And the dangerous left fielder, Dan McDowell, who already has one RBI single tonight to put Team Ticket ahead, 1-0. He's going to stand in against Bradford.
I'm sensing grand slam here.
Here's the first pitch, swung on, and there's a drive out to center field. It's going to fall in for a base hit. One run will score. The snake is being held at third by Steve Cactus Pryor. Another RBI single for Dan McDowell, and Team Ticket goes up 2-0. Dan McDowell with two singles, two runs batted in, and Team Ticket is on its way.
We have time for a quick word with Dan McDowell because the ticket has no idea who's batting next. Looks like Saroy is getting ready. Dan,
yes,
what
he
do you
is
see
too.
On that pitch?
Low inside, coming at me, down and away, and kind of up and in.
Thank you for that exciting interview.
All right, big Mike Saroy stands in. The big right-hand hitter with the open stance. Approximately 24 hours away from death, he looks at strike one. Mike Saroy, approximately 53 years old.
He looks it. He's one of those guys that's got progeria or something.
0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. 0-2 the count. Now Saroy has to change helmets. He's got a very large head, too. That can mean a number of things. It's 0-2 here. Base is still loaded. One out. Bradford's pitch. Swung on. Lobbed into center field. Right to the center fielder. And there is out number two. No attempt to advance is made. The snake was off on the pitch, so he didn't tag up. And now there are two away. Now the batter will be the big man. George Dunham.
I think you're about to see exciting things here, Mike.
Boy, how bad does he don't want to be the guy who breaks this open?
Ooh,
pitches a fastball in for ball one.
Almost took his dingus off.
That almost eliminated any further chance of more Dunham procreation.
Yeah, that was almost the vasectomy pitch.
1-0. Pitch is swung on, fouled. It's got him bailing out now, too. Boy, he better stand in there. 1-1 the count on George. Bradford ready. Wines, pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2. Bradford appears to be ramping things up a little bit. That steady diet of changeups
and George's
slow tosses that Team Ticket saw early.
George
seems
a little
to be changing.
Anxious since his mushroom head is almost taken off.
There is a pitch that must have been inside for ball two. Very close. Tough pitch to take with two strikes. 2-2 the count. 2-2, two outs, bases loaded. The pitch just low and away for ball three. And the count goes full. Ty Walker, the great beast, on deck for Team Ticket. Bradford's 2-2 pitch. Strike three call. Got him looking. And once again, Team Ticket ends an inning, leaving the bases loaded for the third time tonight. Can you believe it?
You
We're through three here at Quick Trip Park. It's Team Ticket 2, the Dallas Patriots.
Yep. That's rude.
All right, we're starting the top half of the fourth inning. It is Team Ticket 2, the Dallas Patriots nothing. We've been told we're going five here tonight. So the Dallas Patriots are running out of outs.
This is
their own pitcher, Stacy Shepard, stifling them so far, and her first pitch is swung on and missed for a strike. Love to tell you who's up, but I have no idea.
Well, her name is Rue, and she's our backup catcher.
Oh, it's Rue Richardson, the great Rue Richardson, who came to visit with us earlier today during the presentation. The next pitch is up and in for a ball. Now, Rue says that she can catch, she can pitch, she can do just about anything you might need, Gordon.
Mm.
Norm.
Mm.
Pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Hey, don't work the pitch.
1-2 the count. So how was that out there?
That was great. I loved it. I used to pitch fast pitch softball a lot.
Pitched
around the state, yep.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Okay, it's 2-2 now to Richardson. Then we go back to the top of the order. That is the shortstop, Amanda Busby, the very recognizable Amanda Busby. Next pitch is swung on and hit foul on the right side.
I'm afraid I negatively impacted the Collegiate All-Stars' chances of winning.
Pitch is inside. Count full now on Richardson at 3-2.
Mike, I'm here in the community corner with, what's your name, sir?
Junior.
And what's your charity?
Kids who aren't doing as well as other kids.
We thank you for being out here.
My pleasure.
Doing outstanding work for those kids.
Back to you guys.
The last pitch was fouled off, and the count's full to Richardson. Shepard ready. And the pitch is swung on. That's hit out of the air way to right field.
Uh-oh.
Jake Z over for it. That's going to bounce all the way to the wall. Jake Z picks it up. But Richardson's rounding second. She's trying for third. And she slides in safe. Triple.
And there's a rally starter for the Collegiate All-Stars.
The hardest hit ball of the night. One hops the wall out in right center field. Neither Jake Z nor the Sterminator, supposedly the best athlete on the team, could get to it, by his estimation anyway. It one hop the wall. Richardson did not stop rounding second. She steams into third with a triple. And the hitter is Busby, who swings on the first pitch and pops it up. There is the great beast. Hit fair territory. Tag at the plate. And Richardson's going to score. So the Patriots have manufactured a run.
And that throw from Ty Walker to Groobs sailed about 5 feet above Groobs' head.
Yes. A very poor throw by the great beast, which we should expect because he is so far outside his natural habitat.
What is his mating range, by the way?
About the size of the ticker room. It is 2-1 now, and the batter is Christy Gibson with the bases clear. Shepard's pitch, swung on. There's a drive out into right field. That's in there for a base hit. Gibson, rounding first. And
ooh,
she will hold there with a single as the ball's fielded by the Sterminator.
Kind of surprising that Gibson didn't try for second and put more pressure on the ticket defense.
You have an age on her?
Over 18, Gordon.
Here's the catcher, Brittany Hanna, as the Dallas Patriots seem to be ratcheting up the intensity a little bit. First pitch is in for a strike.
Good pitch. Again, these are collegiate teammates facing each other right now. They both play for the UT Tyler program.
Hanna, a diminutive right-hand hitter.
Dominican?
Shepard's pitch to her. Swung on there as a drive fair down the right field line. Sturm over for it. Rounding second. Heading for third is Gibson. She's rounding third. She dives in safely and going to third on the play with another triple is Hanna. And now the game's tied 2-2.
Jeez,
just like that. It gets away from Team Ticket.
Mike, it's falling apart down here.
That was a slice drive past Ty Walker over his head at first base. It bounced inside the foul line on the dirt of real baseball field. The Sterminator had a pretty long run for it. And boy, once that merry-go-round started going, it did not stop.
Look out for the squeeze here.
So now Hannah's on third with a go-ahead run. Whitney Wiley, the hitter. And her first pitch, the first pitch to her, swung on, hit back to the screen. Foul.
And the meat of the Collegiate All-Stars lineup. As the lead run at third, the number three hitter with the cleanup hitter. This is the cleanup hitter with the number five hitter, Megan Hudson, on deck.
Next pitch, swung on, ground ball, third base, bobbled by Dunham. Runner at third holds, but there's no play at first. Wiley is safe.
There we go. That's all right. That's all right.
The runner at third thought about trying to score. That's Hannah down there. She thought about it for a second, but the ball didn't get far enough past George for her to really have much of a shot at it. She wisely hung on at third. Now there are runners at the corners with one out, and the batter is Megan Hudson. Shepherd's first pitch to her is a strike, a high strike called by Marty Scott. 0-1 the count. So Stacy Shepherd having a difficult inning, her first since the first inning. Next pitch is down for a ball. And it's 1-1.
Here with ticket manager Donovan Washington. Donovan, I guess this is just the way softball go?
That's the way softball go right now, but we're okay. We're good. It's 2-2. I have faith in our defense, and I have faith in that pitch.
Miss. Right. 1-2 the count on Hudson. Hudson, the second baseman. Carly Collins, the third baseman, on deck. The pitch to her is high for a ball, and count evens at 2-2. There is one away. And the team ticket infield is playing a little bit in, a little farther in than they might otherwise. Just a step or two. Next pitch. Swung on, that's fouled back to the screen. Count holds 2-2.
Pesky. Megan Hudson is pesky.
She's fighting off tough pitches here, keeping the at bat alive.
Trying to put pressure.
Now she's already showing bunt. And she takes the bunt off, and there's a line drive caught by Dunham for the out. No play anywhere else. The runner at third, Hannah, didn't even get off the bag. The runner at first, Wiley, did not wander far enough off for it. Any advance to try and be made. The ball was not hit very hard at all.
What? That was a shot.
Shut up.
I don't know how you saw that, George. That was awesome. Very Brooks Robinson.
Dunham caught it, and here is Carly Collins, the third baseman, with two outs. She swings and hits one over the screen, and there's a nice one-handed
catch by the fella. Is that a beer
holding
in your other hand, sir?
Yes, that is.
Is that a beer in your other hand?
The kid in front of him. What a nice man, Cobra.
Whatever.
Finishes the beer and now sits back.
Pitch to Collins is low for a ball. It's 1-1.
Strikes me the best catches in this game have been made in the crowd.
2-2 tie. Four hits for the All-Stars. Two for Team Ticket. The next pitch. Another foul back to the screen. And it's 1-2. The lights starting to take effect here at Quick Trip Park.
I'm predicting strikeout. And
here's the 1-2 pitch.
Oh!
Got her.
Who's prophetic? Me!
And
couldn't take the heat at the plate.
But a big one for the Dallas Patriots as they tie the game. It is now 2-2 through 3.5 innings. Team Ticket about to come to bat in the bottom of the fourth here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are headed for the bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-2 tie between the Dallas Patriots and Team Ticket after the Patriots put up two runs in the top of the fourth, ratcheting things up quite a bit. We're going five tonight. Five period or extras at tied? All right, here is Ty Walker to start things off, and he looks at a pitch that's outside for a ball. Amy Bradford still on the mound for the Patriots.
You know, Mike, in some ways, the ticket a bit fortunate there. The All-Stars had runners at first and third and one out and could have taken the lead, but couldn't get the runner in from third.
Ty swings and misses. And it's 1-1. Bradford seems to be finding a little bit more oomph on the fastball here, Norm, as the game goes on. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Well, she
that
got
one
a little,
was moving down and away from the left-hand hitter.
She got a little rest last inning, Mike, where the bullpen came in and gave her a breather, pitched into the heart of the lineup, and she came back out, got out of the jam, and now she's dealing.
1-2. Pitch swung on and fouled.
Nicely done.
Just barely got a piece of that to stay alive, did the great beast. The count holds at a ball and two strikes.
Does it strike you that Ty Walker changes his stance with every pitch?
Yes, he does. Very inconsistent. The pitch swung on. Ground ball left side. Through. Out into left field for a base hit.
This is extra.
That's going to roll all the way to the wall out there. Tying. Rounding second. He's going to try for third. Here's the throw. He stands in. Triple. The great beast delivers a triple to the gap in left center field. And Team Ticket has something going as they try to regain the lead.
That ball was lashed.
Yes, an excellent bit of hitting.
And more speed than I ever suspected.
He is a dancing bear at first base, Norm.
Is this a squeeze?
Now here's the Sterminator. First pitch backs him off the plate a little bit for a ball.
Oh, I'd be tempted to squeeze here. Defense back at the corners. Middle infielders back.
The 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Sturm turned in one of the more pitiful at-bats that we've seen so far tonight. His first time up, and now he seems to be well on his way to another. 1-1 pitch, very high for ball two. Two balls, one strike, tie down at third base after wowing this crowd, electrifying this crowd with a triple. Next pitch swung on and missed. Swung at ball three.
Tell you what,
that pitch was down and moving in on him.
It's a hard pitch to lay off. That sinker comes in looking like it's going to be a strike in the inside corner and then dives at the last second.
That must be that peel drop we hear so much about. 2-2. Bradford ready. Pitch swung on and fouled.
Good job, Bob. And a good full swing and a low strike. Oops.
Now the mat on which the rubber was placed and the one that Bradford stands on got a little wrinkled up. She had to go straighten it out. Now she's ready. And here's the 2-2 delivery. Swung on, another foul, left side.
Sir, with a good at bat.
Steve Cactus Pryor, coaching at third base, such a star in the charity challenge on ice for all those years. He's helping out Team Ticket tonight. It's killing him because he can't play. But it just breaks. We really do care. 2-2 the count. Pitch low, and the count goes full on Sturm.
Sturm has made this an eight pitch at bat now. This will be the eighth pitch of the at bat.
The great Gordo is scheduled to be the next hitter. Bradford ready. The 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball four, just missed.
Team Ticket has something going here.
Yes. So now there are runners at the corners, nobody out. And here is Gordo.
Is this a squeeze? George Dunham ran over and told Cactus something.
Norm, forget about the squeeze.
Cactus told Ty something.
This is Team Ticket. The only squeeze around the ticket is when we go in and ask for new furniture for the capsule. First pitch is a strike to Gordo.
That's a no-hitter, Mike. That's a
Here's the 0-1 pitch.
There's the squeeze.
Wow. Hell has frozen over. Kind of. It would have really if he'd have gotten it down.
Hey, it's 2-2 in the fourth. Hell may have frozen over already.
They say he bunted at it. It's 0-2. Pitch. And he bunts foul. for strike three, and Gordo strikes out.
Couldn't get the bunt down. Too bad. Good thought.
So there's one away. The Great Beast remains at third. Bob Sturm at first. And now Junior Miller stands in. Bradford Reddick, she winds, fires, and the pitch is low for a ball. Gets away from the catcher, rolls all the way back to the screen. Junior out in front. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch, very high over everything, and it's 2-0.
She's pitching around, Junior.
To get to Shoopy?
Probably not. Can't throw him a strike.
No. Would probably prefer to not load the bases to do it. 2-0 the count. Bradford ready. The pitch is high for ball three. And it's 3-0 on Junior Miller. She is one pitch away from walking the bases loaded, Norm. Pitch. There's a strike.
Hey, strike down the pipe.
Junior taking all the way on 3-0. Donovan flashing signs, I think. That's what those are at first base. Next pitch is a strike. I believe those are gang signs. The count's full on Junior at 3-2.
He just made the sign of the cross. What does that mean? He's praying for a hit.
No, I think he means Crips. Next pitch. Low ball four.
Oh, yeah.
So Stern goes to second. Junior is on first. The bases are loaded. And here, with an opportunity to give Team Hardline the lead once again, a golden opportunity. I mean, Team Ticket, I'm sorry. Here is Shoopy.
Is there a chance he's going to be the MVP of another game? Look at this! Look at this!
Through the middle. Stepped on second for the out, but the run comes home. That's all they will get. It was a little bouncer over the head of the mound, and the second baseman, Hudson, was over to backhand it. Actually backhanded it on the shortstop side of second. She turned, stepped on the bag. That was the only play she had, and the run scored. So Team Ticket has retaken the lead. They're up 3-2. That's the second out of the inning. There are now runners at the corners. Sturm at third. Shoopy is on at first. And here, with a chance to deliver some insurance, is Dan Paul Bayless. Bradford's pitch swung on and missed. Strike one.
You know why this is a perfect confrontation, Mike?
Why is that?
Because Amy Bradford, after leaving Texas, is now in pharmaceutical sales. She's a drug salesman pitching to Dan Bayless.
Next pitch bounces for a ball.
We've got a confrontation here.
Bayless acting like he thought he might have been hit by that pitch, but no, not so much.
He was hit by the one before. Got him in the foot.
He was. He reached in his first time up when he was hit by pitch. The next pitch. Swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
Woo. She's troubling with him with inside stuff.
Tying him up.
Fisting him.
Bayless wants something on the outer half where he can reach out and lash it with the fat part of the bat.
1-2 the count. Next pitch. Ooh. Checks the swing. Barely got a piece of it. Foul.
Again, she's jamming Danny. Big, strong hitters like to get their arms extended. Back off the plate a little, Danny. Turn on that inside
ball
pitch.
Ball and two strikes here. Danny choking up on the bat just a tad. The pitch.
Nicely done.
Just inside. He takes it. A tough pitch to take with two strikes.
Well, this would be a big insurance run for the ticket.
Dick Hicks, the on-deck hitter.
Where is
Danny reaches.
Well, there he is.
The 2-2. Swung on and missed. She struck him out. And the inning's over.
But a run. A precious run.
And at the end of four innings, it's Team Ticket 3, the Patriots 2. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. The Patriots are down to their final three outs. They are down 3-2. Stacy Shepard on the mound, and the first pitch is a strike. And we're not sure.
Holly Perry is the hitter.
Holly Perry
doubled the first time up. Yes.
She had a double. Shepard with five strikeouts on the night so far. Next pitch is outside for a ball.
Now, Mike, we have a winner at the ticket promotions table, Glenn Frankowitz. Glenn Frankowitz, go to the ticket promotions table. You've won an Xbox. Glenn Frankowitz.
All right. How about that? Waste some time with that. There's a foul ball slashed over by the Patriots dugout. It's 1-2 now to Perry.
Do you have an Xbox, Mike?
No. One ball, two strikes. Perry, the left-hand hitter. Shepard ready. Here's the pitch to her. Swing and a miss. Struck out.
Ooh.
And now the Patriots are down to their final two outs. Defensive changes for Team Ticket. We have Mike Saroy back behind the plate. Out in the outfield. In left field is Dan. Donovan is in center. Danny is in right. And the Snake is back at first base.
This is the best defensive team the Ticket can put out there, protecting a one-run lead. Are we going to win an event like this?
One away, Marie Traylor, the next hitter, swings and misses at the first pitch for a strike.
This was a hitter that Stacy Shepard fooled badly on a changeup the first time up. She got her down in the count.
Next pitch is swung on, fouled back to the screen. Traylor, a strong right-hand hitter.
Mike, let's look for the change here.
The Patriots looking for base runners as they try to get this game tied. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball number. Right side. A little number picked up by the Snake. Runs over to first. Touches up. There's out number two.
Yeah!
And the Dallas Patriots are down to their last out. Team Ticket is one out away.
Yeah! Yeah!
From doing what nobody thought could be done.
The crowd is on its feet. Look at this.
A couple of them are.
No, they are. Look at.
Woo! Someone gave.
We're on the air, madam. First pitch is a strike.
No. It was a ball.
A ball? I'm sorry.
It didn't swing. It was just a bit outside.
I'm sorry. I was distracted by interlopers. One out away here for Team Ticket. The next pitch, a running swing and a miss.
You know, that's the run-up is predicated on being thrown the fastball. If you're throwing an off-speed, 1-1. The count is 1-1.
Scoreboard showing 0-2. It's 1-1. Here's a 1-1 pitch. There's a bunt. Third baseline fielded by the pitcher, Shepard. Over to first. Dug out by the Snake. She's out. The ball game's over. Team Ticket has won.
Team Ticket has won
this game. Unbelievable. Can you believe it?
The only thing we ever win is the ratings.
Our final score here at Quick Trip Park. Team Ticket 3, the Dallas Patriots 2.
Outrageous.
How about that, Norm?
This station's going to be hard to live with, Mike. Very, very hard to live with.
Boy, is it ever. A great victory for Team Ticket here tonight. Nobody thought this was going to happen. Nobody thought this was possible. And Team Ticket got the job done. Dan McDowell with two hits, two RBI, a big put out in the outfield. He is tonight's MVP of the game, as designated by the Leering Press. Stacy Shepard on the mound for Team Ticket tonight, playing against her erstwhile teammates. Remarkable work for her. She had a rough first inning, but settled in nicely, and then a pretty shaky fourth when the Dallas Patriots put both of their runs up on the board. But she struck out five and worked through a very nice three up, three down last inning. Shoopy with an RBI on a fielder's choice. That proved to be the game-winning RBI, the run that put Team Ticket ahead to stay.
And our Blaniger is undefeated.
Yes. Donovan the tickets manager, making his first managerial swim, comes away from this undefeated. Let's go down to the great Gordo on the field.
Thank you so much, Mike. I'm here with Donovan Lewis. He broke the color barrier in ticket softball games, and you're undefeated. How does it feel?
Do you believe in miracles? Yeah! Woo! White women, watch out! I'm on the prowl tonight!
Didn't Ron Washington say the same thing when their first round the playoffs?
Where's the cocaine? I don't have anxiety. All right. I need a bump.
All right, Donovan, seriously, did you...
Woo! Woo! The Gatorade shower. Or water or something.
We won something.
Wow. Yes, how about that?
We won something.
Hey, that's the only time I'm going swimming, ever.
George Dunham, you were one of the few who went on the air saying that you thought we had a chance.
Yeah.
Your words came true tonight.
Yes, they did, Gordon. You know, I thought we had a chance. We've never won.
Why are you speaking in that voice?
I don't know. I was trying to make it sound good.
No, keep talking like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. You know, we've never beat a team outside the ticket. We played a girls' hockey team. We played a girls' basketball team. And tonight we shocked the world! Woo! Woo!
It certainly is a victory for peen over cervix. Everyone's celebrating, but we did have one uterus on our team, and I think she deserves a lot of credit. Let's talk to this winning pitcher right here.
Oh, yeah.
Stacy, you kept our team from being an all-out sausage fest. You are also our most valuable player. Tell us what you did to make sure we won.
I did what I knew how to do.
And what's that?
Pitch.
Bitch? Pitch. Oh, okay. And as I do, every time the ticket wins a softball game, I kiss the winning pitcher.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Gross, gross, gross.
Is that Craig Rosengarten?
And I kiss the winning catcher.
Double gross. Not to mention
and I pull down my pants and fondle myself.
All right, let's get a little of that going.
All right, team picture time. Team picture time.
All right. Thanks to all of our many sponsors at this thing, a lot of people to thank here, such as Miller High Life, the City of Grand Prairie, Quick Trip Park, the Grand Prairie Air Hogs, and of course the David Nicholas Organ Donor Foundation, and a special thanks to the Dallas Patriots. Thank you very much, girls. You good sports
really
about everything.
Good.
It was a lot of fun out here tonight.
What a day.
And let's hear it for the Dallas Patriots for stepping up and making this thing happen.
How about the Air Hog staff that did such a good job, did promotion between the
Yes.
It's wonderful to be out here.
How about the umpires, Marty Scott and Monty Clegg?
Yeah.
Thanks to them. Now, we would like to remind everybody out here at Quick Trip Park, but as a great man once said, the after party is the one you want to attend, and the after party is about to begin out there at the field house in left field. So let's head out there and celebrate a fabulous, fabulous night for Team Ticket. Our final score, once again, Team Ticket 3, the Dallas Patriots 2. For Norm Hitzkus and everybody else associated with this, all the boys back at the mothership, this is Mike Reiner. Thanks very much for listening, and good night from Quick Trip Park.